along.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
I woke up today, MG, thinking, what's happened? Who's been sacked? Who's been rehired? I was just waiting for another big story to drop.
Well, you know what? The fallout has been kind of quiet, I would imagine, because I think everyone at the end of the day, Liam, is quite happy to see a coach keep his job.
Yep.
I think we're sick to death of seeing coaches and players, as we said on the show yesterday, we're sick to death of seeing them cut loose before their time is up. Instead of, you know, biting down on the mouth guard and saying, let's get ourselves out of this mess.
You summed it up beautifully yesterday on the show when you spoke about that and you spoke about the financial implications COVID has had on these clubs. I would like to see, we're not going to stick around on the Madge McGuire stuff because it's been talked to death, but I would now, and I think we on this show will be doing it next year. Let's talk positive about these Tigers. Let's not start next season with a cloud hanging over it, because we've spoken to Lee Hadjipateles. He's told us about all the positives that exist off field, the chairman of the club.
Centre of excellence, you know, got players. I will say one thing. They need someone to go there that's kind of like a Pied Piper.
Yeah.
They need somebody who's going to just bite the bullet and say, you know what? I'm taking a chance on the Tigers. And I think if I do, others will follow.
If they can get 2021 Tarek Sims.
Yep.
If he can be the same player that he was this year for the Dragons at the Tigers next year, I think he's the man.
I'm with you.
And you give him the captaincy? Well, actually, don't give him the captaincy.
Yeah, give it to him.
Well, because they made that mistake with Tarmow.
No, but Jimmy Tarmow has passed it. Jimmy Tarmow, look, he's just hanging, with all due respect, he's just hanging on to a first grade spot.
Okay.
I think he would relax more, Jimmy Tarmow, if he wasn't captain.
All right. Well, look, we said we wouldn't talk about it. We've ended up talking about it for a couple of minutes.
Back page of the paper.
Let's get stuck into today's show.
What's cracking?
30 years to the day since this.
Short drop out for Canberra and Everton.
Here it goes, Geyer! Geyer gets it, Racy Simmons! Yes! That's it! The grand final's gone! Geyer stands like a colossus. Racy Simmons put him down as a wing three-quarter.
You almost don't need words for this. Just sit back and look at it. Roy Simmons takes the pass, and that is that.
Well, you said you woke up premiership.
You said you woke up this morning feeling what's going on. Well, I did too, because I was getting these text messages from ex-teammates of 1991 saying congrats on the anniversary, boys. And just on a side note, I think 30 years and they're all still together. We're all still together.
Yes.
You know, so, but that's such a moment. I grew up watching grand finals and when I lost one in 1990, I thought, well, that's the worst feeling I've ever had in my life as a sportsman. I don't think I'd ever get worse. And I was always one of them blokes, Liam, who would watch all sports and see the losers of a major final sitting on the pitch or the ground or the field in tears. Hmm. And I said, I'm never going to do that. Because that looks, come on, man, it's only a game. But until you've been there and you get beaten in the grand final after all you've done in that year, my tears just kind of just were flowing. I was bawling my eyes out. I'm going, what am I doing? What am I doing? So we had redemption the final year, the following year. Four of us went on a kangaroo tour. Myself, Brandy, Johnny Cartwright and Freddie. And we come back different blokes. We saw these guys who we kind of were in fear about, you know, the Broncos players and the Raiders players and Blocker Roach and Ciro at the Tigers. And we saw them all in another light. We saw them as good blokes. We saw them as blokes who missed their families. And we come back, we changed our jerseys. We only lost three games all year that year in 91. And at halftime in the grand final, it was 12-6. We're getting beat, the same score as the year before. And then Royce, whose last game it was, Roy Simmons, jumped up and had a chat. A very emotional chat. He said, boys, this is along the lines of, this is my last ever game of rugby league that I've been playing since I was four. I'm now 33. I don't want to go out a loser, because that's how I'll be remembered for the rest of my life. So, and we all just kind of went, oh. 10 minutes in the second half, I get sin-bin. I thought Billy Harrigan was sending me off. I went, no, not in a grand final. And he went, 10 minutes. So I called a and I went up the race and you know.
Destroyed the rooms.
No, not this time. I was so thankful that I wasn't sent off, that I knew I was going to come back on and make a statement when I got back on the field.
As a sports fan, as somebody who's never been paid to play a professional sport in his life.
Except for that tennis match.
Pat slipped me an envelope afterwards. But you watch these grand finals, and in every grand final, especially the close ones, regardless of the sport, there's a moment, there's a play. And you think, would I, could I, if I was in that moment, could I step up and take it? And you had the moment. It was your moment for that second Roy Simmons try.
Mm.
It won your club a premiership.
Yeah, it's kind of the first time I've looked at it like that. I haven't looked at it like that, but thanks for saying that. Even though, like, I was 23.
But I'm not blowing smoke up your backside.
I know you're not.
You took the moment.
I think I had to because of the fact that I let them down by being off the field for 10 minutes in a grand final. And when I watched the game back many times, mind you, I've never watched the losing one back once. But the one that we won, I watched back. And in that 10-minute period when I was off, Canberra threw everything at us. But that Royce and Paul Dunn and Paul Clark and Barry Walker and John Cartwright, Kyle Vandervoort, they didn't let the Canberra Raiders out of their half.
Incredible.
Tackle their asses off.
Yeah.
So when I come down the race with about 20 minutes to go, you know, the big firebrand going, come on, let's go. I got the ball in a move I wasn't supposed to be there. I was that keen. I threw it. And then you're right. I knew Scotty, the late great Scotty Gale, was about to do a drop kick, and I thought, okay, I'm going to dive on this ball, and because we're in front, you know, so we just had to put the game to bed.
Yeah.
13-12 up.
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay, I started running towards this ball. Then I got quicker. I went, I think this is going to bounce right into my chest if I time it right. I just went boom, put my foot to the pedal, and went bang right on my chest. And I went, I'm going to score here in a grand final. Look at this, I'm going to score. And Mount Meninga was back there. And I went, uh-oh. And then I heard MG. To the left of me was little Barney Rubble, Roy Simmons, with his little legs running around. And I threw in the ball. And when he put that ball down the corner, I screamed so much that I broke my voice box. The larynx kind of just evaporated. I went, what the? Because it's the most euphoric I've ever felt in my life. I've never felt that way before. I've had five kids and it's all different. It's all different about having children.
You were the inspiration for Darren Lockyer and Cooper Cronk's voices for years to come.
Thank God it came good. But yeah, it's the boys who I shared such a special moment with, and for all those who have been in that special moment, when you have a reunion or you have an anniversary, you go back to that place, and that's the thing about it. They can never take it off you.
19-12. The Penrith Panthers triumphed in front of 41,815 at the Sydney Football Stadium. And when you look, look through rose-coloured glasses, but Greg Alexander, yourself, Roy Simmons, and then on the other side you had Meninga, Daly, Stewart, Walters, Lazarus. I mean, Clyde.
They were stacked.
Some sort of grand final.
They were stacked.
Some sort of grand final. So 30 years.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
It's still vivid, that pass, that moment?
That whole game is vivid. Every tackle is vivid.
I love it. You're giving me goosebumps. Well, we're heading towards prelim finals. And this Saturday, your Penrith Panthers will fight for a spot in another grand final. They take on the Melbourne Storm. 4 o'clock kickoff. And a man, the Tamora Terrier, who's going to be vital to the Panthers' chances against this Melbourne Storm pack, joins us on the line, Liam Martin. G'day, Liam.
G'day, thanks for having me.
Hey, Marto, how you feeling, brother? What's the mood in the camp at the moment, buddy?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting times, you know, heading into these final weeks. The energy's good in the camp.
We just played a bit of a replay of back in 1990, which when we won the competition. Last year, we lost one the year before that in 1990. There's a lot of similarities I can feel between the current Panthers team and us back in 1990 and 91. Do you think that last year's loss has fueled the fire to get the grand final this year and take it out?
Yeah, I think it has. Just that little taste last year for a lot of us, just instilled a hunger in us that, you know, we wanted to be back here on the main stage and, wanted to get a win.
Liam, for the neutrals, for the non-Penrith supporters, we're all kind of thinking, they've stuffed their chances when they lost that first final to the Bunnies, because now they put themselves on the same side of the draw as the Melbourne Storm. And everyone's just kind of thinking, well, it's the Melbourne Storms to lose this year. Are you guys aware that that's how a lot of the rugby league world is looking at the draw now?
No, we don't really focus too much on that. We sort of spoke about it. Realistically, we would have had to come up against them at some stage to win this thing, whether that's, you know, in the grand final or the preliminary, you know, so it doesn't really make too much of a difference. We would have had to beat them at some stage to try and lift the shield. So, we're just looking forward to getting out there and playing against them.
Never a truer word spoken. If you're going to beat, if you're going to win the comp, you've got to beat Melbourne sometime along the way, and why not do it in the prelim finals? You've been used as the starting back rower on the left edge for the last month or so. Can you give us a little bit of an insight to whether that will happen again on the weekend?
Yeah, not too sure. We haven't had our main session.
Come on, Marto. Fellow Panther here, brother. Come on, give a boy a break.
I think they're waiting to see how Billy, he's got a bit of a cut on his leg. So, yeah. I think they're waiting to see how that heals up, whether our roles will change. Not too sure yet.
How's Brian?
Yeah, no, he's travelling well. I think, I don't know, the severity of his ankle. I haven't really had a chat to him or the physios, but yeah, no, he's doing everything possible, so have to wait and see.
Well, as we know, this team you're coming up against, they're full strength, and they're obviously beatable. Parramatta showed that 2 or 3 weeks ago. May the better team win on Saturday. Let's hope it's the Mountain Men. Let's hope you kick ass, buddy, and we'll see you in the grand final, eh? Good luck.
Beautiful. Cheers, guys.
Thanks to Harvey Norman. Don't miss a minute of the footy finals action with great deals on Philips TVs.
The finals are here at last.
The Triple M Rush Hours. Telly. Thon.
Oh, I love giving away TVs, oh, yeah. MG. I feel like Larry Emder on The Price is Right.
I feel like Oprah Winfrey.
You get a TV.
You get a TV. And it's we're in a position where we are lucky enough to be able to give people things like this Bells and Whistles TV, thanks to the great people of
Harvey Norman.
There you go.
Harvey Norman. They don't want you to miss a minute of the action this footy finals. They have got great deals on Philips TVs, and they've given us five of these amazing TVs to give away. Brand new 65-inch Philips 4K LED LCD TVs. All the letters in there.
So today's number three.
Today is the third TV, which, I mean, I'd be happy to stop the competition right here. Yeah. You and I wander off with the last two.
I've got something in mind. Just stay with me.
But the way you win, if you haven't already got involved, register at the Triple M Win page. All you got to be able to do is identify a magic moment from the NRL finals over the years.
Okay, let's introduce our contestant today.
Right, who we got?
First up, we've got Kevin from Erskine Park. Ken, how are you, mate?
Well, we had a beer 10 years ago too, Andrew.
Oh, mate, I wouldn't be surprised. Where were we at?
Darwin Harbour, the steakhouse.
Oh, yes, yeah. I remember it well.
Sounds like you both got crystal clear memories of the event.
Crystal clear memory. I don't remember a thing after 12 schooners, but hey, drink responsibly.
Exactly.
Hey, Kevy, today, mate, I'm taking over, okay? I think the clues have been a little bit hard of late, and it's a special day today. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I might give it away, but Liam, can you press that orange button today, please?
Well, no, the orange is the easiest one.
Well, I think... Well,
that'll do.
Yeah, give us the easy one.
You seriously want to...
Give Kevy the easy one today. I'm feeling in a charitable mood.
This is a disgrace.
Let's go.
Short drop out from Canberra in an effort.
Oh, goes Gower!
Oh, you are...
Oh, no.
You are kidding me.
Now, Kevin, if you don't get that moment, you don't deserve a TV, my friend.
Oh, man. That, to me, sounds like MG to Roy Simmons in the 91 grand final.
Yeah, baby! Yeah, Kevin, 30 years today, baby. 30 years today, we're celebrating.
30 years today. All right, good man.
Good on you, good champion. Man. Good on you, mate.
Brand new Philips TV coming your way, Kev. Congratulations. Enjoy the weekend of footy. Guys. It's all thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman. They don't want you to miss a minute of the action this footy finals. We've still got two more to give away. MG, that is a disgrace.
Good on you, Kevin.
That is self-indulgent, and I refuse to allow the TVs to be that easy to win.
You can have tomorrow's then. Back to normal transmission tomorrow.
All right. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. And, of course, we do it all thanks to Mitsubishi, the Mitsubishi Triton. Go and see your Mitsubishi dealer today. Ask about this Triton. You've been hearing us bang on about it.
Yeah, but, hey, go and see for yourself. If you don't want to take our word for it,
no.
Go and try a Triton out.
Yeah.
Try a Triton out. And don't let it frighten you.
Because you're not going to frighten the Triton.
No.
Our word should be good enough for you. You should just be able to jump online and order one. But if you must, go and check one out with your Mitsubishi dealer today. For over 40 years, the Mitsubishi Triton has helped Australians get the hard jobs done. Speaking of hard jobs, Manly have got one this Friday night.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
And here we go again.
We put the finals in focus.
The Manly Warringah Seagulls, a team that started the season 4-0. Des Hasler, his contract was called into question. Paul Green was reportedly in the mix to replace Des and his tremendous head of hair on the Northern Beaches. There was the incident on the Corso where Tommy denied injuring his hamstring, said he slipped in the bathroom.
Push it!
Find himself
Yes.
Find himself.
He's been off the drink since.
Has been off the, I didn't know that.
Yes, been off the drink since.
Well, he should never drink again.
Well, because not until he's earned the right.
The rugby league player that he has become off the back of this, if you've missed it, we officially announced the Dally M winner.
Yes.
The NRL is going to officially announce it next week. We did it for them yesterday. Tom Trbojevic wins it. And now they find themselves one game away from the NRL Grand Final, taking on the Bunnies this Friday night.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous season in more ways than one. You documented exactly right the first 4 weeks. We have a lot of times on this show, 0-4. They won their fifth game by a wobbly field goal against the Warriors.
I forgot about that.
To give them their first point of the season, the first points of the season. And then all of a sudden, Tommy come back. And I think it was a game against the Titans out at Mudgee when he just went boom, boom, boom. And even in them early stages, and in fact, even in the later stages of the year, my heart always stopped when Tommy was involved in something to do with his hamstrings. I just didn't want to see the thoroughbred of he was injured again. I don't want to see any player injured, but when you've gone through such a public spate of injuries like he has with his hamstrings, when they've just given out on him, I just was praying to God that he'd get through a season unscathed. And I knew we'd see what we saw. Because through the year, I said on our very show here, Liam, that I've seen a lot of players dominate for a long period of time. You know, Andrew Johns, Thurston's.
Yep.
Cameron Smith,
Slater,
Slaters, and you go back to them seasons that Ben Barber had and Jarryd Hayne had, but I've never seen a bloke put a compilation of games together like he has for these 17 or 16 games he's played this year. I think out of them 16 games, or he's had like 12 man of the matches. It's been sizzling.
Which is what made the loss against the Storm in week 1 of finals so surprising, because Tommy was nowhere.
No. I think more than comment on exactly how bad Manly were, I think it's got to be praised exactly how good the game plan was from Melbourne, because they had their game plan, and I watched the game closely. And as I was watching the game, I'm thinking to myself, gee, Jerome Hughes is quiet tonight. But there was a reason, because they went down the left-hand side all night, and then every time they bring the ball back to the right, Jerome Hughes would be with Kafusi or someone or one of the Bromwich brothers, and they'd run the ball. They wouldn't kick it. They wouldn't give him a set of seven tackles, and they would not give him any open space that he could pass to either Garrick or Saab. So it was ingenious. So Desi Hasler has bunkered down. He hasn't spoken to anyone last week.
No. Nope.
He hasn't spoken to anyone this week.
No. Nope.
We had to speak to Fatty Vorton. We're going to speak to him tomorrow.
Yes.
To get our insight into Manly.
Yep.
So can they beat the Rabbitohs? Of course they can. Will they beat the Rabbitohs? I don't know.
At the moment, they're outsiders.
They're paying $2.15. The Rabbitohs are $1.70. I think that's right on the money. I think the Rabbitohs should start favourites because of their attacking brilliance. But I'll tell you who's going to have a busy night. Morgan Harper and Bradley Parker.
Yeah.
Right on the edges, on the fringes. Because the Rabbitohs showed that it's not just their left side of the attack that can be lethal. It's their right side when they scored that winning try against Penrith last 2 weeks ago.
Well, Penrith's the best defence in the comp.
That's right.
And the Bunnies found a way through.
Yeah.
Now, as you those centres you mentioned, they are going to have to be bang on. And you would imagine this South's pack, it was an underrated and probably under-celebrated one this year. Mark Nicholls, never a greater example, 100%. Has there been, than what he has done this season.
I can say the same about the Manly four pack.
And that's what I was going to say. This Manly pack will need to have, need to be up there. They'll need to win it early for the Manly to be able to get a roll on with Tommy and Saab and Garrick and the likes.
Look early to see our man, Jai Arrow, try and unsettle the likes of Olakau'atu and Schuster. Watch him get in there.
Well, they're young kids.
So they've got to be ready for that. They've got to ready to fight fire with fire, but don't give away penalties. I've loved the emergence of these young kids this year. Honestly, I think Josh Alawai from Tigers has gone on leaps and bounds. I think young Kepi off the bench has gone next level. Dylan Walker's utility role has gone next level. So Manly fans, be happy, be brave, be excited, because your team has had a magnificent season. No matter what happens this Friday night, they have had a season for the ages.
Well, there it is, MG. That is just a taste of what the 60,000 fans who will get the privilege of being present at Saturday's AFL Grand Final at Optus Stadium, Birds of Tokyo, with their new hit Superglue.
Honestly, they never produce a bad song. Their volume of songs are epic. I mean, every song from Good Lord, Two of Us, Plans, Lanterns, Brace, I Go Anywhere With You, every song they sing is awesome. I love this
band.
Well,
it's... A, And it's, you know, fantastic band, but the vocals, the sound is very identifiable, and we have got the man behind that voice with us on the line right now. The lead singer of Birds of Tokyo joins us, Ian Keddie. G'day, Ian.
G'day, lads. How you going? Well, I feel I don't need to say anything in this interview. You guys got it.
You don't have to say a thing, my man.
Singing the praise, boys.
You just bask in the glory and kick back and relax because, no, what an honour. What an honour for some Perth local boys to be singing at the AFL Grand Final, which amazingly is in Perth this weekend. Unbelievable.
You're right. It is, honestly, it is an honour. I mean, the fact that it's happening here in WA for the first time, look, there's a long-standing tradition in football which we all respect and love, and to have just a little slice of that for the first time in our backyard, it's unreal. Unreal.
Well, good. See, I can tell you're a footy fan. That you can hear the passion in the voice already, MG, from me in here. But Ian, we love the cliche that all athletes want to be musos and all musos want to be athletes. Do you have an athletic background? Did you have dreams of not playing at a grand final but maybe kicking the winning goal?
Oh, look, I can't say I'm a great athlete at all. Never really been my calling. Never been my calling. Played a bit of footy in school and loved footy, but it was never my calling card. I mean, to be honest, I'm thankful I have music in my blood, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Well, you've got the height for an AFL player. You'd probably be a forward, sort of half forward or a back in AFL. Anyway, but that's beside the point.
He can't get a game. It's too late. He's taken the music path, MG.
How hard, Ian, has COVID affected your band, mate? How has it affected your band? Obviously overseas, but is there another avenue which you've been spreading the gospel or your music?
It's affected us pretty hardcore as in not being able to get access to each other. We all live in different states. We've had to push a lot of touring. The overseas stuff has been off until maybe next year. Fingers crossed we can get across. But, you know, we're just sitting tight. And the band has just been sort of keeping busy drumming up songs, man. We've all got our own little studio spaces and where we live. So that's kind of how the last couple of pieces have come together. And maybe next year we can get an album on the horizon once we access to each other, and they get back together.
Oh, well, awesome. I mean, fortuitous that with COVID doing what it has to the sporting leagues around the world, the AFL playing the grand final at Optus Stadium, which is a magnificent stadium, MG.
Oh,
we were there,
there
for State of Origin a couple of years. It's incredible.
It's awesome.
But, Ian, when the offer came through to perform, was it a bite the hand, to take it as quick as you could?
Absolutely, yeah. It was one of those moments where, like, and honestly, as soon as you realise the granny is going to be held in WA for the first time, you're kind of like, oh, man, it'd be sick to play at that. And then when it actually lands and you get a formal offer, it is. It's incredible. It's incredible.
I reckon they would have been short odds, MG. I reckon they would have gone, right, so the grand final is going to be played at okay, so Birds of Tokyo will be performing. That'll be our first port of call, you
would
think?
Well, they would have looked at all the bands that are from that neck of the woods, I suppose, and at the moment, I think this is their most popular band from Jedediah.
They would have been Winx-like odds to roll up.
Can you give us a little hint, Ian, on what you may be playing on Saturday, my friend?
Oh, we've got a bit of a medley, so we're doing a bit of a mashup of a few pieces in our section. So can't say too much around that. So,
no,
but yeah, a bit of medley going on.
Keep a bit of secrecy, a bit of mystery. I love it. Well, Ian, it would be remiss of us not to get a tip.
Oh, I'm gonna go the D's. I reckon. You know, everyone's got a soft spot for the Dogs. They're just one of those teams, and I do as well. But the D's haven't had a premiership in, God, so long. They've been playing real well, like really deserved. So if the D's didn't get it, I reckon I'd feel a bit of a pinch there. But I'm a West Coast supporter, so no skin in the game. But if the D's didn't get it, you know.
I think a lot of people are with you, buddy. A lot of people are with you.
Album sales have just gone down in the western suburbs of Sydney, of Melbourne, though, for Birds of Tokyo. Oh, well, it's unfortunate.
But they've picked up in Melbourne.
I've got a bunch of mates who are Dog supporters as well, so I'm going to get killed for it. But
they used to be your mates until you made that tip.
Hey,
Ian Keddie from Birds of Tokyo, we cannot wait to see you performing before the AFL Grand Final this Saturday, Optus Stadium, on home turf.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic spectacle. Congratulations on the honour, and we can't wait to see the medley.
Thanks, lads. Good on you, boys. That was great.
Nice bit of AFL chat to wrap up a Wednesday show, MG. Thanks to Bingley. They have been bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. head to bingley.com.au to grab a deal today. Thank you.
Oh, what about Saturday? Saturday, don't you move from your lounge on Saturday. You sync up the Triple M commentary call with the TV. So you've got the our call, and you watch the Penrith and Melbourne prelim. And then just wait on and then watch the AFL Grand Final. What an afternoon of sport.
As much as I'm glad that Freedom Day is on the horizon, I'm glad it's not going to be here before Saturday.
I'm with you.
Because
I'm with you.
Even if it was here.
Because I'd be at the pub watching the footy.
Even if I was allowed to get on a plane to Bali, I would be sitting on my couch at home, rolling through Storm, Panthers, AFL Grand Final.
I'm with you.
And then bed.
As always, thank you so much for your ears. Another action-packed show because of you. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.